Gad, what humor.
It's repulsive, repulsive, repulsive.
Was somebody calling me?
Ishkabibbo. Say, Ishkabibbo, I might have known you'd butt in.
Yeah, I've been policing the field all morning looking for butts.
Cigarette shortage is tough, huh? Yes, say, Ish, this is a remarkable country up here. What abundant bird life they have up this way.
There must be bird life. I seen you out last night with a crow.
It was not. It was a San Joaquin quail. Ish, you don't appreciate this country up here. Why, this valley is famous for its long staple cotton.
Hello there.
Well, it's Ferdy Froghammer.
Professor, the cotton crop is so short up here, they're worrying about this year's cotton queen.
They're worrying about this year's cotton queen?
Yeah. Last year, she wore a cotton robe.
Yeah.
This year, she may have to wear a Band-Aid.
Ferdy. Why, Ferdy, that's absurd. I'll have you know I'm from cotton country.
You are?
Yes.
My. I thought they'd gotten rid of the boll weevil.
Boll weevil, you rascal. You know nothing about the boll weevil.
Well, I know all about boll weevils.
Yeah?
My old man crossed them with lightning bugs so they could work nights.
Ish, get lost with your corn. As sure as you're born, these men want to try for our $340 in war bond prizes. But before the students' heads we start to thump, the professor says...
Come on, children. Yes, jump.
He was such a handsome sailor, how he tossed that old Magoo. He told her that he loved her and a thousand others too. Then he bought a diamond and some expensive furs. But alas, like the stab in the back, he said they wasn't hers. And the tears flowed like wine, yes, the tears flowed like wine. She's the real sad tomato, she's that busted valentine. Knows her mama then told her that that man is so darn unkind. Then the guy got jilted, and her hopes arose once more. She went to beauty parlors and took facials by the score. Then he came to see her, and she smiled the evening through. But he said, girlfriend, get your money back. Gravelgirt is named for you. Float like wine, yes. Float like wine. She's an overripe tomato. She's that busted valentine. Mama done told her that a man is so darn unkind.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms. I know you're so far away, making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow. Making believe it's you.
Don Leslie, really sending them. Beautifully done, Don Leslie. And now, here's my friend Vern Smith.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin,
rough skin,
women as old as 50, even women whose skin isn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Dry, oily, rough, young, older, even skin which is not clear. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own skin in just 14 days. And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big, thrifty, bath-size Palmolive.
The first exam. Parents wipe away tears. Jeeps grind their gears. Bars give away beers. As down the strip with a zip and a quip comes that jip with a lip, that drip with a pip, the old rip whose lid is flip.
K. Kaiser.
A Harry James fan. And our first contestant tonight is cadet pilot Bill Weeks from Cleveland, Ohio. Bill Weeks. Yes, sir. Bill Weeks from Cleveland. I'm glad to say, Mr. Weeks, we spent months and even years in the lovely city of Cleveland. Brings back a lot of memories. Say now, Brother Bill, Alice Foria of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, says that now that the holidays are over, people are busy taking back and exchanging the presents they didn't like. You know, it's an old American custom. Yep, the store manager says... Store manager says it's... What was that?
The same old story?
The same old story. Yes, sir. One store manager said, I dreamed that this year would be different. I dreamed that not one single purchase would come back to the store. But...
I had the craziest dream.
You know, folks are exchanging things now. But before Christmas, they were buying this, buying that. Oh, they were buy crazy. And when those Christmas bills come due on the first of next month, Dad will have those...
Bye-bye blues.
Bye-bye blues. And how true, how true. And now, it's Private Barbara Ormsby from Glendale, California. Yes, sir. California's famous for its oranges, but I must say this is a California peach. Right here. Boy, we wish you was a pear, don't we? It's my good friend Art Baker's daughter. He's a swell fella, and I'm certainly thrilled to have you on the same microphone with me. And I've certainly heard your father on the microphone many times. Say, now, Miss Ormsby, here come the right or wrongers. And so for Jack Williamson of Freesport, New York, just listen to these statements and answer Roger or wrong. If they're right, say Roger. If they're wrong, say wronger. No, say wrong. All right. 1. Mentor Field was named for Mary Miles Mentor. Right or wrong?
Roger, I guess.
I'm sorry. You're wrong. That's wrong. 2. It's farther from California to the Philippines than from California to Japan. Right or wrong? It's farther from California to the Philippines than it is from California to Japan. Right or wrong?
That's Roger.
You're right, that's Roger. A Chandelle number 5 is an expensive perfume. Right or wrong?
It's wrong.
You're right, that's wrong.
A Chandelle is something you shouldn't do in an airplane.
Oh, no, that's one of those figures you make up there. It ain't it's out of bounds. Say, third, to raid Tokyo from Saipan, our B-29s must fly 1,500 miles each way, right or wrong? To raid Tokyo...
That's Roger.
You're right, that's Roger. The only place besides Egypt that long staple cotton is grown is right here in the San Joaquin Valley. Roger or wronger?
That's Roger.
You're right, that is Roger. That gal knows her Roger. All right, Sergeant Gerald Leffich. Look at this one. This is Sergeant Gerald Leffich from New York City. All right. Say, Mr. Leffich, you know, Richard Waltz of Monroe, Michigan, says he has a theme that's new to radio this year, but it identifies a program that has been famous on radio for many years. So listen to the theme and tell us the program. What program? Sunday afternoon. Students! The Jack Benny band leader on that program, who's married to Alice Faye. The band leader on the Jack
Bill
Benny.
Harris.
Be Alice Faye's father?
No.
No. Who said could be? All right. And now, what is the insurance man's name on the Jack Benny show? When a body meets a body coming through the ride. Students!
Peabody!
Peabody, thank you, both of you. That's very good. All right, here we go now for the third man. Here's Cadet Pilot Bill Weeks. Say, Bill, here's your second question. Bill, for Elsie Nokata of Honolulu, let's play the numbers game. In the book and the movie, how many seconds did our flyer spend over Tokyo? What number?
30 seconds.
30, that's right. What is the highest number on Phil Baker's radio program? What's the highest number? What question? The how many dollars? The
$10?
No, students! 64! The 64 is the number. When you describe a girl with a perfect figure, you say she's a perfect what?
Perfect 36.
Perfect 36. What number is given to high society in New York? Number of the 100, 200, 300, 400, 5,000?
The 400, sir.
The 400? He says... That's right. What number of stars do our highest generals wear?
The highest generals
wear... how many stars?
5 stars.
5 stars is right! It's 5 stars! And now, Art Baker's lovely daughter, Miss Barbara Ormsby, here's a sound effects question. We'll tell you the first name of some well-known radio personalities, and you listen to the sound effects and tell us their last names. First, for E.A. Roberts of Carlsbad, New Mexico, we'll start off with Francio... Francio...
Gong.
Francio Gong. Well, no... Wait a minute. You'll have to forgive her. She's tone deaf. Francio. Students! Francio tone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know. She's just scared to death, that's all, aren't you, dear?
No.
You're not? What's your dress shaking about? Say, Barbara. Now, here's another one. Then there's the actor who played Woodrow Wilson, Alexander.
Huh? Hamilton.
Quiet. Not Alexander Hamilton. You said it.
Knox.
Alexander Knox. That's right. And then here's another famous star, a radio or movie star. Here's his first name, Ned. Well, folks, I don't see anything so funny about my...
Boggs.
Sounded a little bit like Admiral Byrd, didn't it? All right, we have one more. Also, we have Walter...
Pigeon. Yes, pigeon.
What's that?
Walter Pigeon.
That's right, quail. All right. All
right, here is Sergeant Gerald Lefferts again. Say, Gerald, we agree with Lola Jones Snyder of Topeka, Kansas, that our Air Corps is based in countries all around the world. Now, listen closely to a bit of the Air Corps song, and in it you'll find concealed hints which should bring to mind three of these countries where our Air Corps is stationed. Now, listen closely. That should bring some countries to mind. The first was
China.
China. The second was the
England.
England. And the third,
Song of India.
Right, that's so right. Yes, sir. And from these countries, our boys are dropping eggs all over the enemy. Pretty soon, they'll drop one right in.
Right in the Fuhrer's
right
face.
Right in the Fuhrer's face. That's right.
First winner, Fess.
Yes, sir. The winner of the first round is contestant number one, cadet pilot Bill Weeks of Cleveland, Ohio. Oh. Now, Bill, congratulations. Congratulations, Pop. You feathered your prop, and you feathered your nest with 50 of the best. For you get this $50 war bond, our first round, first prize. Now, to the other two from our Air Forces, both work like horses, and they get $10 each in war stamps. But that's not all. In this Ivied Hall, we're giving you, our first winner, an extra bonus of $200 in cash. Now, wait, Bill. Oh, but wait, Bill. This dough isn't yours yet. Just hold it in your hand, though, Bill. Take it. Just caress it and warm it up to you a little bit there. That's all. Hold on to it until our final exam, when you and the winner of round two will compete on the college brain buster question. Now, we'll try to sprain your brain, and the one who answers correctly first goes home with 200 skins in cash. So get hot, man of Minter. Go sit down on a splinter and sharpen up for the final race.
Each capable's hour of knowledge. Problems solved on all subjects. Questions answered on all problems. And pants pressed on the side.
Never mind. Let's get to the problems. I have a letter here from a G.I. Joe from Camp Minter. It says, Dear Ishka Bibble, I'm a college graduate, an expert in radio, an accredited engineer, and I have just completed my basic training at Minterfield, where I graduated with top honors. Where am I going?
Dear G.I., don't worry. In 20 minutes, you'll be in the infantry.
You'll be in the infantry. Yeah, and if you are an on-the-line trainee, in 20 years, you'll get into primary.
And now for the essay department.
Yes.
You know, rocks is a very interesting subject, which I have just read an essay in regards to saying. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
Okay, rocks. Now, there are many kind of rocks, including small rocks, big rocks, Plymouth rocks, Clorox, 20 Mule Team Borax, and Lewis Stone.
Yeah, somebody ought to rock you to sleep.
Rock me to sleep. You're quite a FM, ain't you?
Funny man?
No, feather merchant. Now back to rocks. Gold comes in rocks known as quartz.
Yes, that's white rock.
No, white rock comes in pints.
Ish, I wouldn't know.
Now, when big rocks break, you get little rocks. That's where Arkansas comes in. And you get pebbles from little rocks. Then there is sand.
Well, where do you get sand?
In your chow.
Oh.
Now, money is sometimes called rocks.
Oh, that's the kind of rocks for me, boy.
Oh, you don't have to worry.
No.
That dame you've been chasing around with has got plenty of rocks.
Yeah, yes, that's right. In fact, she's got so many rocks, they call her Rockefeller Rose.
Yeah, well, the one I seen you with, they called Gravel Gertie.
While you're gonna hear me
There. Oh, those clown cars. They were solid. They even made the college ivy get jabby. But here comes a crowd of celebrators down the campus walks of the old school. Let's listen.
In 14 days, in 14 happy days, in 14 days, how lovely you may be.
What's this? Revelers left over from New Year's? Prithee, good friends, now tell us what cheer do you bring to our hearts for this coming year?
Try the new Palm Olive plan. Try the new Palm Olive plan.
Two out of three.
Women may win.
Lovelier skin.
In 14 happy days, how lovely you may be.
Well, well, that's what I call starting our new year off right. What happier thought for a woman than that she, too, may have a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days? Here is no idle dream, no mere wishful thinking. Here is proof, doctor's proof, that the Palm Olive Plan can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. I repeat, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, prove that in just 14 days, the Palm Olive Plan improves all types of skin. Dry, oily, rough, young, older, even skin which is not clear. And there can be no better advice to give any woman than to start her 14-day Palm Olive Plan right now. Here's all you do.
First, wash your face with Palm Olive soap. Then, for 60 seconds, massage your face with Palm Olive's soft, lovely lather. 1 minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin the full, beautifying effect of Palm Olive's lather. Then, rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days. That's all.
Yes, that's all. So why don't you see what Palm Olive soap can do for your complexion? Make your New Year resolution to start your 14-day Palm Olive plan right now. Get Palm Olive soap and best wishes for a lovelier complexion in the coming year. And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big, thrifty, bath-size Palm Olive.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder. Climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Battle boys, give it a cut.
And now wake up, my fellow announcers across the nation, as we identify each station.
Ah, yes, that was lovely, honey child. And now, here comes the college cheering section to give 3 for the home team.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. If you listen to this verse, you'll hear the whole commercial. Hail, hail. The gang's all here. Let's give a cheer for Colgate's now. C-O-L-G-A-T-E. C-O-L-G-A-T-E. Colgate's. For it's a very fine toothpaste. For it's a very fine toothpaste. For it's a very fine toothpaste which nobody can deny.
Right. Scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate dental cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Which nobody can deny. For Colgate dental cream twice a day will help keep unpleasing breath away. Give Colgate toothpaste a hearty squeeze.
First second round contestant, Fay.
That's right, the first second round contestant, and it is aviation student Robert Nelson from Corvallis, Oregon. Yes, sir. Say, Robert. Robert, who's that? Bob. All right, Bob. Almost got a bob there, haven't you, that haircut? Just say, Bob, Jerry Johnson of St. Louis says at this time of year, over most of the country, it's truly a... Yes, sir? During January, over most of the country, it's a...
Pretty bluebird?
Pretty bluebird. No, it's some kind of a wonder.
Oh, land.
Winter. Wait a minute. You beat the bell, didn't
you? Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, he beat the bell. He did. Yes, he didn't. No, he did. Yes, he... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Oh, man, he's got too much muscle for me to disagree with him, boy. He beat the bell, that's right. And over most of the country in January, it's truly a winter wonderland. But, of course, when a soldier is in love, it's... An Air Corps soldier's in love.
It's June in January.
It's June in January. To that, a midfield GI said, oh, yeah, well, if getting some loving makes it June in January, then when you come to this field, you'll have to... You'll have to...
Button up your overcoat.
Button up your overcoat, boy. Hello? It's Private Grace St. Phillips, is that right? Grace St. Phillips from Fulton, New York. Well, Miss St. Phillips, I can assure you my name ain't St. Kaiser. No, Miss Phillips, you're a lovely lassie, and we've got a swell question here for you. So all you have to do is say which, why, and what to the following statements. All right, tell Bobby Burke of Ripley, Tennessee. Joan Fontaine and Olivia de Havilland are sisters. One of them starred in the movie Princess or Rook. Which? Joan and Olivia are sisters. One was in Princess or Rook. Which?
Olivia.
A little louder.
Olivia.
You do? I thought you lived in Fulton, New York. Says Olivia. Second. It takes a little time, but go ahead, kid. A second. Smudge pots are burned in most California orange groves. Why? Smudge pots are burned in most California orange groves. Why? Well, to keep the frost from the fruit. Isn't that nice? And now, they're trying to invent a smudge pot that will keep the fog from the field. Third, old King Cole was a merry old soul. He called for what?
Is Master's three?
His fiddler's three, but he called for first a pipe and a bowl. A rose bowl. His pipe, a bowl, and his fiddler's three. But you certainly knew so much, Grace. That's all. Goodbye, Grace. All right. And now it's Cadet Pilot Robert Best from Collinsville, Illinois. Say, Robert, Minifield brings to mind the name of one of the lovely stars of silent pictures, Mary Miles Minter. Now, Cleo LaPointe of Green Bay, Wisconsin, wants you to see if you can remember other stars of past movie days. For example, there was Helen 12...
Lovely as a tree.
Oh, that Lucy Ann of the town crowd was chopping that tree right on down, wasn't she? All right.
Helen 12 trees.
Yes, sir. Helen 12 trees. And then there was Bill...
Cause my heart belongs to Daddy.
That was Bill, cause my heart belongs to Daddy. That was William S. Student!
Hart!
William S. Hart, that's right. Then there was Pearl White, Bill Farnham, Wally Reed. And then there was the guy who played in...
The Sheik of Araby. Your heart belongs to me.
Hi.
Yes, sir, he was a handsome guy. Yes, sir, he was a matinee idol of all times. When he died, there were thousands and thousands and thousands who passed his beer when he laid in state.
Oh, wow.
And it broke down the windows and crashed and had riots and everything. Students!
Valentino!
Rudolph Valentino, I'm sorry you missed that.
Yay!
All right, and now it's Robert Nelson from Corvallis, Oregon. Say, Robert, we know you flies love dance bands, so for Tom Quinn and Bob Gilbert of Springfield, Missouri, identify this great band by theme.
Thank you.
about this good, good
Woody
thing.
Herman?
Woody Herman is right. Now, we'd like to make you into a one-man band. Here comes a drum for your right hand, a toy flute for your left hand, a cymbal for one foot, a tambourine for the other foot. We want you to play them all at the same time. Every time our orchestra stops, you play the cymbal, the drum, the tambourine, play the tin flute, and recite the Constitution, will you? Hit him. Constitution. Oh, he was swell, wasn't he? Boy, he was as busy as a beaver, and I mean he was eager, too. Yes, Grace again. Say, Grace.
Oh, Grace.
Say, Grace, our versatile dean of public speaking, Bill Foreman, there, is an expert on imitating people and accents. Now, he's known as a man with 39 throats behind a single collar button. So for Norma Swartz of Brooklyn, listen to Bill and tell us the accents that our fighting men are hearing around the world. Here's one of them.
Hey, dinna give me so much, you're mixter, maxter, and blaggle, faggle. I knew a pretty lass when I see one, and I know what to say. In the words of the old proverb, boing.
All right, what accent does that bring to your mind? I mean, would that be English, Irish, ticklish, or what?
Irish.
Irish. Oh, no, no. Think again, child. Oh, McIntosh is going to hate you, McTavish. Students! Scotland. That was a Scotch accent. Let's listen to another one.
Ah, mesdames, monsieur. For a long time, I believe I was a great connoisseur of feminine beauty. But now when I see what the Americans call wax, all I can say is boing.
French?
I think of one. French, that was boyer. All right, let's listen again. Come on.
The great invincible German army is drawing according to plan so as to defeat the stupid democracies. When we are victorious, we will do away with everything except one thing. Boink!
What? German, that's right. Well, that's good. You got two out of three. That was swell. Bill Foreman. Say, Robert Best. You Army Airmen, man bases to the strong along throughout the Caribbean and South America, so Ann Wharton of Marietta, Georgia, thinks you should know your Latin rhythms. Now, as our band does things the South American way, listen and identify three popular Latin American dances in their correct order. Listen. Here's the first one. That's swell down in South America.
Rumba.
Rumba.
Conga.
The rumba and the second one was very slow. Second. Oh, tango rain no more.
Tango
rain no more. That's right, a tango. And the third was...
The rumba?
No.
I mentioned the rumba.
Rumba,
tango, and the
tango.
Congo.
No Congo. The last one was students! It was a samba. Say, when you play the accent on the wrong syllable and sing like they do in Trinidad, what kind of singing is that? You know, when you put the accent on the wrong syllable. You know, when you guys go into these bars around here and get calypsoed, you know.
Double talk?
No, it's calypso. I tried to tell you. All right. That's the end.
Here's your second winner, Professor.
Yes, sir. The winner of the second round is contestant number one, aviation student Robert Nelson of Corvallis, Oregon.
Yes, sir, Robert Nelson. Nice going, Airman. You were better than Fairman, because you win the first prize of the second exam. It's a crisp new $50 war bond to the other two crewmen for feats superhuman. $10 each in war stamps. And that big fat $200 bonus, which is now held by the first round winner, Cadet Pilot Bill Weeks of Cleveland. Say, Bill, we want you to relax your death grip on that bankroll, boy, and pass it over to our second round winner to drool over for a while. Oh, yes, just take that moolah and mesh it around in your fingers, lad. Take it and speculate till our final exam, and we'll decide your fate with the college brainbuster question. And whichever of you two answers right, whichever one says the right answer first, can hit the other one over the head with 200 potatoes. So, second hero of this field, we all hope you get well healed. But now, hop aboard with Sassy Sully Mason and the town criers as they trip the trolley ditty.
With a high starch collar and a high top shoes and a hair piled way up on her head, she went to find a jolly hour on the trolley and found my heart instead.
With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsome as the man.
So I started to yell, so I counted to 10, then I counted to 10 once again.
Clang. Clang, 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 clang,
went the trolley,
boing, boing, boing,
went the bell,
zing, 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 let my heart string.
For the moment I saw her, I fell,
clang, 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 chug, chug, chug,
went the motor,
bump, bump,
went the brake, thump, thump, thump with my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel the car shake. I tipped my hat and I took a seat. I said, I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet.
Yes, her name and lots of bread.
She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death.
Buzz, 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 went the buzzer. Plop, 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 went the
wee. Stop, 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 went my heartstring. As she started to leave, I took hold of her sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned,
just like it was planned,
she stayed on with me.
And it was grand just to stand with her hand holding mine.
Right down to the end of the line.
To the end of the line. Clang, 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 clang.
Boy, did they take that trolley to the end of the line. Sassy Sully and those town crowds, solid. You knocked these flyers off the fence. Now, here's another ditty that makes good sense.
If it's kissing you are missing, we can give you good advice. Get yourself some Colgate toothpaste, cleans your teeth and makes breath nice.
Hey, sis, why weren't you at the New Year's dance?
Because I wasn't, Smarty Pants.
Oh, come on, stop wearing a grouch on your sleeve. What happened to you on New Year's Eve?
Oh, Tommy, I couldn't have been forlorner. I sat all alone by myself in a corner.
I was afraid of that, sis. You know, maybe there's something in what they say about Colgate dental cream twice a day.
You bet there is, Tommy. In fact, actual scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate dental cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. That's why it's a good idea not to take unnecessary chances. Use Colgate dental cream twice a day and before every date.
Get yourself some Colgate toothpaste, cleans your teeth and makes breath nice.
There's that Dolly Mitchell chillin', and she's a bomber, boy. Listen to the blockbusters these gals sing. Oh, come on, Dolly. Turn it on, child.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. I things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you leave me, saying, can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All my life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
College brains your brain.
And here we go for the big dough with the college brain buster question and this week's $200 cash bonus. Where are the two waiting, palpitating contestants, Dean?
Right here, Professor.
And they are Cadet Ballot Bill Weeks of Cleveland, Ohio, from the first round, and aviation student Robert Nelson of Corvallis, Oregon, from the second round. And here we have the question. Now listen, wait, kids. With a quake and a quiver, a shake and a shiver, they are facing the strain of spraining their brain for our $200 bonus. As soon as I pop the question, the old college clock will tick off 30 pitiless seconds. And the first of these two Army airmen to answer correctly will be $200 richer. But, if they both miss, the money goes over next week to become a $300 kitty for the anti-aircraft artilleryman at Camp Hahn. So, flyers, don't let those gunners draw a bead on this money. On your mark, sharks, here we go to sprain your brain. The question, who is the supreme Allied commander in the Mediterranean theater? General Eisenhower? Nope. Who is the supreme Clark. Allied commander in the Mediterranean theater? Clark? Clark? No, nope, he isn't. He's the commander of our forces.
Montgomery?
Montgomery? Nope. Nope, no help, no hints, kids. This is for $200. Who is the supreme Allied commander in the Mediterranean theater?
General Spots?
No, sir.
Bradley?
Bradley? No, I'm sorry you missed. It is General Sir Harold Alexander, Supreme Allied Commander in the Mediterranean Theater. Well, that's wonderful. Our two top winners can get out of hock. Each takes home a $50 war bond to put in his sock. The other four from the Meta Flight line each get $10 in stamps, each for doing fine. And all six can let out a scream. They all get a six-month supply of Colgate Dental Cream. Well, children, that's all until class time next week.
for a wonderful reception here at Meadowfield. Our thanks to Colonel Newton H. Crumley, commanding officer, Major Lee Frankovitz, to Lieutenant W. Fells, and to all you gallant men and women of the Army Air Forces. We know the fighting heart of your service, from the guys who roll the big 29s over Tokyo, to the mighty mites who spot artillery fire in Piper Cubs while enemy flak writes chalk talks across the sky. We know the brain and brawn of the ground crews who fight mud, metal, and minutes to sweat out getting you there and getting you back. And we who stay home in America know you'll keep going up in that high blue yonder till you bring the enemy's hide back in your cockpits. And we all say, thanks, guys. Thanks, gals. Thanks very much. Next week, we'll be holding class with Uncle Sam's high-shooting anti-aircraft artilleryman at Camp Hahn, California. And until then, this is Kay Kaiser thinking of you. Thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody.
This is Bill Foreman asking you to remember that 36 doctors prove Palmolive soap can give 2 out of 3 women more beautiful skin in just 14 days. And reminding you that Colgate Dental Cream sweetens your breath while it cleans your teeth.
Do you like music, fun, songs, and laughs? Of course you do. Then don't fail to tune in the new Judy Canova Show starting next Saturday night, January 6th, 10 p.m. Eastern Wartime, over most of these same stations.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.